Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Eddie Redmayne plays a real-life British scientist who, in 1862, used a balloon to go higher into the sky than any human being had ever gone before in aeronauts.
Gentlemen, to predict the weather could save hundreds of thousands of lives.
We are scientists, not fortune tellers.
Yes, they're scientists, but they need the help of someone with meaningful experience in the hot air balloon technology of the day. In that capacity, they turn to a famous female aeronaut played by Felicity Jones and very loosely based on some colorful historical characters.
I'm a really good aeronaut. I want to use what I'm good at.
Miss Wren, I need to make studies of the air.
I'm not a coachman for hire.
You are the only person who could fly us higher than anyone has ever been.
I believe there are answers in the sky. Up there is where I have found the greatest happiness.
Well, you may not find ultimate happiness from aeronauts, but you'll certainly get a thrilling 2 hours, which was just about the length of the actual expedition that inspired the story. Look, there are moments of real danger in the course of this adventure because human beings, without some source of oxygen, just aren't meant to go up to nearly 40,000 feet above the Earth's surface. The movie's fascinating, the chemistry between the two leads is natural and convincing, and the effects and pacing by talented British TV director Tom Harper are first rate. The movie's conclusion and many of its details depart senselessly from the actual story, but the injury and peril that earn a PG-13 rating are a reflection of the truth. 3 stars for Aeronauts, which does surprisingly take flight.
For more movie reviews, go to michaelmedved.com.